After signing the voter photo ID bill, Governor McCrory released a video explaining his decision. He began by pointing out that in 2005, Democratic and Republican legislators got together to require residents to present a photo ID to purchase Sudafed, a sinus medication.
Let me be direct. Many of those from the extreme left who have been criticizing photo ID are using scare tactics. They're more interested in divisive politics than ensuring that no one's vote is disenfranchised by a fraudulent ballot.
Opponents of the law say it will disenfranchise lower-income voters who do not have IDs. An estimated 300,000 North Carolina residents do not have any form of photo identification. People without IDs can now get them from the DMV for free, but no one will need one to cast a ballot until 2016. But other parts of the law will go into effect next year. For one thing, the number of early voting days is reduced by 1 week, and automatic straight party voting has also been eliminated, and you can no longer register and vote on the same day. The ACLU and Southern Coalition for Social Justice filed a lawsuit challenging the law shortly after it was signed by the governor. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shama in Charlotte.